Hey, Culture and Conversations family. I'm your host, Jameson Smallwood, and this is another episode of Small Talk, a bonus show on the Culture and Conversations podcast. Remember, Small Talk episodes are episodes that are made up of deleted scenes, edits, or just conversations that don't fit the format of Culture and Conversations. In this episode, keeping with my theme of talking about dating, going into Valentine's Day, I have Kimberly Isis from IHearThatGirl.com. Kimberly is a recurring guest who's been on Culture and Conversations before, and Kimberly talked me into going with her speed dating. That's right, Isis convinced me to go speed dating in Atlanta once again, and I swore I was never going to do it. So up next on Culture and Conversations, Kimberly Isis from IHearThatGirl.com and me sit down and talk about our experience one evening going speed dating in Atlanta. Also, Kimberly probably inflames a couple people who might be, as she calls them, my potentials in the audience. Yeah, all of that's in this episode of Small Talk on the Culture and Conversations podcast. I don't even know how to introduce this conversation. So let's see. Let me find something to say here about this. Culture and Conversations family. I am back here with Kimberly Isis. Isis talked me into an event that I said I would never, ever do again before I went to this event. And now we are recapping said event. Isis, what's going on?
The same thing that was going on before I went to this thing?
Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We are two very hip and trendy adults who are spending our Friday evening in the house recording a podcast for you guys who are listening. How about that?
We don't have that else going on for ourselves.
No. Let me make sure she's good and loud here. So Isis talked me into going with her as a, what do you want to say, Isis? I was like moral support.
You were moral support / wingman.
Okay, I like that. I was your moral support and your wingman.
Yep.
At a speed dating event hosted here in Atlanta. And for the listeners of Culture and Conversations, you guys know that I have vowed vehemently never to go speed dating again. And I was minding my business. True story. And did you hit me up on like a Saturday, the Saturday of the event? Or no, it was the Friday of the event.
I think I hit you up like that Friday or maybe even Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. You hit me up like that Thursday and you were like, hey, there's a speed dating event and you should come with me. Culture and Conversations family, I want you to understand the things that I do for you, okay? Not for Isis, but I do it for you.
Yeah, and we know you weren't doing it for me. You was like, well, this will be interesting. This will be a great conversation.
Because I have vowed never to do this again. And she talked me into it for you guys. And I said that, look, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do this for my audience because this is going to make a great story to tell. And yes, in fact, it made a great story to tell. And don't let her fool you. I did offer my moral support because that's part of me going, right?
Didn't.
What did I, what was that?
You didn't. What did you, when, what, why would you lie and say that you offered your moral support? You didn't.
I didn't. I didn't offer my moral support.
No, you just was there.
Wow.
What moral support did you give?
Wow. I was just there.
Besides saying, this is a horrible
Well,
the whole time.
Okay. Well, let's start from the very top. You know, you sent me this information saying, hey, why not come down to the speed dating event? And, you know, just like you're describing kind of halfway, I was very resistant. Look, I was very resistant of going. I didn't want to do this. I tried to talk you out of doing it. And, you were very much like, no, you should come because it was free. Now, this tells you what kind of speed dating event it was, people.
It was free for you. It wasn't free for me.
Well, okay. They charged the women to come.
Which I should have known then means we have no men.
They charged the women to come. And they had so many women sign up and so few men sign up that they decided to start giving away free tickets to the men to show up. So, you know, me trying to do my civic duty as a man, I said, well, if ISIS is going and she wants me to go with her for moral support and it's a free ticket, the least I can do is sign up and go down here and make sure that she's okay with this horrible experience that's about to take place.
It sounds that way, but what it was you was like, well, shoot, I can go down here for free and hook up with all these menless women that's going to be there.
Now, look, just because I turned my frown upside down, don't come hating on me for finding the bright spot in the storm. You know, don't hate on me for that. But yeah, I did decide that, you know what, it gives me a chance to possibly meet somebody. And now I know this wasn't going to happen. I knew it wasn't going to happen because we know that I have vowed never to go speed dating again because speed dating sucks. But I said, well, I'll do it because I got asked to do this. And at the minimum, I'm going to come away with some content that will be hilarious for my audience. So
over everything.
Look, I mean, but I showed up. I mean, let's recap a little bit here. So, all right, I showed up. I put my best foot forward. I had on some skinny jeans, and I'm a big guy, so that's hard to find. Like, I had my big boy skinny jeans on. I had a nice pair of shoes on. I had a blazer on. I had a long sleeve, like, you know, some kind of a green shirt on, like as a button down. Like, I was fresh. I felt like I was fresh. I had on a nice watch. I had on like my beaded bracelet, you know, and I was smelling good. Like the only thing I didn't have was a haircut, but I never get woolly headed. So I was sharp. And, you know, Isis, she showed up in her, she showed up in a cute outfit, very trendy and stylish. But at the same time, it was like, oh yeah, I'm cute, but I'm down to earth, and I'm not going to be out here playing with y'all tonight. So
no stilettos is what he means, y'all.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The sneakers that she had on didn't even have much of an arch in them. So yeah, no accentuating of the calf at all. So, and we went to this place, and I don't even remember the name of the place, but we walk in. And it's one of these places downtown, like a bar that had a whole bunch of graffiti on the wall where people had been writing their name and drawing stuff on the wall. And we look at each other and we look around and we don't see hardly anybody in the room. We see a few women in the room, but no men. And I just go and sit down in the bar and proceed to get drunk. What happened?
There was like two weird Asian people in there.
Okay. There were two weird, as Isis says, Asian people. Isis of the Dope Black Chick podcast. Yeah. So we want to make sure we know what side y'all should send the hate mail to. If you take offense at any of the descriptions that are about to take place here on the podcast.
I mean, it was a lot of weird people in there, but I had to point out the two weird Asian looking dudes.
This is true. And I think this is where the beginning of the problems were with the event. Not saying that, you know, you should have a race specific speed dating event, but it was clear they didn't target a specific demographic at all with their speed dating event. They invited any and everybody to the speed dating event. And so at this point, me and Isis move over to the bar, and Isis proceeds to encourage me to get drunk so that I can go into the speed dating event.
Wait, pause, press pause. You were the one that was encouraging me to get drunk. I was like, I want to wait. But then you was like, nah, let's do this. If you drink, it'll make this process easier.
I agree with that. I agree with some of that. Let me point out, I was very in a very generous mood. So, you know, it was my tab that we were drinking on. So I was encouraging her to get all that she wanted, because when the tab closes, the tab is closed. So, what's that?
Brought more.
Yeah. So, but she didn't. No, you didn't. You didn't drink enough.
You know what? I have a problem. I don't know how to take advantage of your generosity or any man's generosity in that. I think that's an issue that I have.
Well, we talked about that.
Sloppy. I should have got really sloppy drunk. I
mean, no. We don't need you sloppy drunk, Isis. We don't need that. We want to.
That night, it would have been great.
No, it wouldn't have, because that would have just compounded the issues I would have had that night.
I probably would have went home with one of the little Asian dudes.
There we go again, being specific about people's ethnicities.
Hey, I'm looking for new men now. The man that I'm looking for is an Asian dude.
Wow. So what we were experiencing is I had something it was some drink they had. That was just pure alcohol. Like, it was like every fruity alcohol they could think of.
Jameson goes and gets the most alcoholic beverage that he could possibly choose. I'm sitting there with an Amaretto sour, and you doing everything else. The most at the bar.
Look, I knew it was going to be a long night, and I needed to get myself relaxed. Because I could already tell it was just going to be crazy. And sure enough... It was. So, you know, I finished off my drink and my head is spinning, and I'm watching Isis swirl around in front of me, like, you know, like a top. And I'm like sitting there like, wow, that really was a strong drink, you know? And, so the event still hasn't started. So we were there for about an hour.
Way too long. Cause I was like, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we're kind of sitting there chilling, and then eventually somebody shows up who's somewhat affiliated with the event, telling us that, hey, you know, you guys can go play games and sign up if you want to. And the person who's sponsoring the event is running late. So, so here we are, at this event. And the thing about it too, the speed dating event was like a 4-hour window, which was really weird. Usually speed dating events that I've been to in the past are like about 2 hours, but they had like a 4-hour window for the event. So yeah, we sit down and we finally go and sign in, and you know, the event starts, and it's clear that they have no concept of how to organize a speed dating event.
I was ready to go get some food. That's what I was really trying to do. Ready to go. Jameson still wanted to, hey, you're here, let's do it. I was like, well, you know, at this point, I kind of believe what you said. And I just don't even want to do it anymore. He was like, no, we're going to do this. And so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I had to drive into the city. I had to find parking. And so we're going to see what God had for us. That's what we did.
Absolutely nothing. God wanted us to leave, too.
Yeah. He was like, y'all, what y'all doing down here? Y'all got from down here. But so tell me about your first date, though. Like, the first person you sat down and talked to, like, how was that?
Oh, my God. So, okay, I'll be honest. I was kind of nervous because I was like, all of the things that I hate about dating was getting ready to happen. You know, number one thing. Number one thing I hate about dating is the whole interrogation thing. So I hate that off top. So I was expecting or hoping that the person that sits in front of me can articulate themselves well enough where I don't have to interrogate them. Okay? And then two, the second thing I hate about dating, I done forgot what it is. So now I'm sitting there in front of this person, and it's like, he was the most pretentious person I had ever met in my life. He sat down. He didn't say anything. He had a cup, and he was slurping on the cup.
Oh.
Like, sir, really? Are you drunk or no? So, two, he goes and he says, I'm a doctor. The way he said it, I was like, oh, okay, what type of doctor? He says, I'm a podiatrist.
A foot doctor.
Said, okay, cool. You know, like I saw an episode of SUV the other night, and it, you know, had podiatrists on it and killed everybody.
Wow.
So, you know.
SVU, y'all. SVU.
Oh, yeah. I said SUV. So, after he tells me, you know, he's a, after he tells me he's a podiatrist, he just sat there in silence. And I was like, okay, so, you know, where you from? He's like, Detroit. I said, oh, okay. So, like, you know, how did you end up here? School. So, at that point, I made a decision that since he wanted to be an asshole, I'll be one with him. And we could both sit in silence, which I did. So, that was my first one. And I already knew then I was ready to go. I looked at you, and we had... Okay, let me tell the audience.
They need to know about the signal.
They need to know about the signal. Okay, guys, we're sitting at the... and before we even get into this whole thing, right? We walk into the bar, we sit at the bar, and I tell Jameson specifically, sir, we need to have a signal. The signal that I'm going to give you is when I look at you and tug on my ear. That means let's get the hell up out of here. Okay. So y'all got that? We made it specifically clear. So after the very first date, Jameson is, well, at that time, they made all the men get up and find a seat. And then the next time, they made all the women get up and find a seat, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, because the women are supposed to be sitting down the whole time.
Right. So this time, I had when I got up, Jameson is sitting like two seats away. So I'm looking at him, tugging on the ear. He is just laughing. Like, this is funny.
Oh, yeah. Because you insisted on doing something that I advised against doing. But I
told you what our signal was. You're supposed to honor the signal, man.
I did honor the signal because I was like, we're going to be out of this one in a few minutes. And we'll move on to the next one.
The signal is not for a few minutes. The signal means it's imperative that we leave.
We got to go. See, I misunderstood the signal. And I could have still been a little bit tipsy from that crazy drink I had at the bar.
What I feel is, James, I feel like what happened with you abandoning the signal is that you had one of those instances that a lot of men in Atlanta have, which is called a privilege moment.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Have more women available. And I think in your heart of hearts, you was like, you know what? It's a lot of women here, so I got a lot of opportunities. Bump ISIS. And what wow. She's saying right now, she can tug on her ear all she want, but right now the odds is in my favor. And we're going to keep it rolling. That's what I feel like happened. I felt abandoned by you. I was like, oh, so he don't even care about the signal, the protocol. Okay, oh, wow. Cool. So I went ahead and went to number two. And I can't even remember who that was. So, boom. I think it was the little boy that was all of 13 years old.
Wow. And
then did I move to Atlanta? I said 2012. He said, oh, I graduated in 2013. I said, you know what?
See, we need to clarify there because, see, I don't want people taking you literal because you say I never edit anything out. ISIS is being facetious when she says that boy was 13. He was 18, 19, maybe 20, but he was not. No, he was older than that because he was like 20, 25 or so.
If he said he graduated in 2013, that little boy might as well be 13 years old than me.
He was 23.
As soon as he said it, I said, young man.
See, I'm sorry. If I ever meet an older woman, she calls me young man, like she my mama, like we going to have problems.
Look, I can't do it. Now, some women do date young men, but that's not me.
Okay.
I can't do it because immediately when talking to a young man, I say young man. So this, I cried. I went to Fairhouse Homecoming trying to get me a little young whippersnapper. And the first thing I did was say, hey, young man.
See?
You can't do it like that.
And then, you know, you hit him with the radio voice sounding all motherly. That's just an instant turnoff, you know. And this was a night where we discovered that ISIS doesn't do many things. There's a lot of things ISIS don't do. And we're going to talk about that later. But there's a lot of things that ISIS don't do. No. We're going to finish. But ISIS don't do a lot of things. So, yeah. So those are your first two dates. I talked to the only woman in the room that I was like, well, this might be interesting, was the first woman I sat down with and talked to. And, you know, me and her sat down and talked. She was clearly younger, which that doesn't hurt me, right? That actually helps me.
First guys.
Yeah, that helps me, you know, being older and her being younger. And she was probably like 26, maybe 27. And we were sitting there talking, and she said she likes to paint. I asked her what she does for a hobby. She said, well, I like to paint. And I'm thinking, ding, 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 ding. This would be an easy one to pivot off of because I paint, and I've got, you know, all these photos. What's that?
When you started painting?
I've been painting. What are you talking about?
What you mean painting? Like, do you paint and sip, or do you paint?
I do both.
You was a lot.
I'm going to show you the pictures when we get off this episode, since you up here calling me a liar. So
you paint by numbers?
No, Isis, I don't paint by numbers. Don't be trying. See, here we go. Stop deflecting. Let me finish telling my story about how you engineered a night that I'm scarred from. So I'm sitting there talking to this young lady, and she's talking about she paints, and you know, so I asked her what she painted. She said the last thing she painted was a Crown Royal bottle, and she was at a painting sale. So I'm like, that's still up my alley. That's still part of what I do. I go to those things from time to time, and I enjoy it.
Uh-huh. That you would choose. I mean, you see, I just got to stop right here.
Wait, nah.
This is the thing, though.
Okay.
This, like, when somebody says stuff to me like that, I see more than what they said. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
She said last thing she painted was a Crown Royal.
Uh-huh.
Like, go ahead with your Crown Royal, girl.
But I'm just saying, right? Like, you, admittedly, she's not sitting down talking about she painted, like, you know, Monet's flowers or something like that. But, you know, is that even a painting? Let me make sure that's a painting he actually did.
Flowers off, but.
Let me see here. Let's see.
You Googling
here.
It?
I'm Googling it right now because I don't want to be sounding all ignorant.
Keep going. I'll Google it for you.
See, at least somebody's helping me. I'm turning on. Yeah, he did flowers. Yeah, Monet did flowers.
Oh, okay.
I guess he did flowers. He did a bunch of flowers, right? Yeah, so anyway, the listeners get the idea. So, gotta edit all that out too. But, so yeah, we're sitting there talking. She tells me that she painted a Crown Royal bottle. So that's what her hobby is. I'm going to respect her hobby because the first thing I painted was like, you know, some cheese and a bottle of wine for my first painting I did. And, so I'm thinking like, okay, cool. So I pull up my phone. I pull through, show her all my art. I show her my art gallery, and I say that in air quotes, but it's the wall I have dedicated to all the art that I have in my house that isn't, you know, out in the house as a decoration, but it's like a wall of stuff I painted. And so she shows me her painting, right? And, you know, which is interesting because she had her little back out or whatever in the painting. And I saw the back tattoo she's got. I was like, oh, that's nice. So, at least if we can't paint, at least the painting is going to be fun, possibly, right? So I'm thinking like this is the perfect kind of conversation that would lead to possibly us doing something like actually going on and painting. We've got a common interest. I compliment your painting. You compliment me on my painting. Like, oh, you really paint. But she had no interest in going out with me, which is the reason why I hate speed dating, because speed dating is just a bunch of people sitting around the room, at least a bunch of women, I should say, sitting around the room. Saying that they went speed dating for the experience or because it came because of somebody else, but it is clearly not to meet actual guys. And the guys in the room, we're actually there trying to meet them, but we're just really, you know, fodder for the event so they can say they went speed dating. So
you think so?
I believe that. That's exactly why I said I'm never going speed dating again. And I stand by that conviction.
Well, it was horrible. I hated it.
But see,
I just don't. I think I do better sitting at home than I did there.
Wow, I think the problem is that event, you know, had a lot of issues logistically. They didn't target a specific demographic, so you had men and women of varying ages showing up at this event, and the price point was very low. Right, like, you know, your ticket was $10 for the women, and then on top of that, the actual event was like some kind of lead generation for
Was it?
Hey, that's what it felt like, because they were selling beard oil, you know, to help men grow luscious beards, you know. So I think that's why they charged the women and didn't charge the men, was because they wanted to get a whole bunch of guys there to sell us beard oil, you know.
So ratchety, good.
Yeah. Yeah. The beard oil. So that might be the name for this small talk episode, the beard oil. And so then the second person I sat down and talked to, I actually spent two rounds talking to her. She was like an aspiring actress, and she moved down from New York, and you know, and it wasn't like New York, New York, it's like Buffalo, New York too. So you know.
Why you saying like that, Jameson?
Like I'm just saying, I don't wanna give her more glamour to the whole movie. I'm just keeping it real. Like it was Buffalo, New York. You know, it wasn't like New York, New York. You know, I'm giving people specifics, Isis. They deserve specifics. Hey. And she was like, hey, you're talking about older women, right? She's like 51. So, you know, she's talking about her daughter was like 24. I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how can I pivot this conversation into asking her daughter out. You know what I'm saying?
Really? See, that's just wrong.
I'm just saying.
Well, you ain't had no problem with the 23-year-old woman. Now you got a problem with a 50-year-old woman. See what I'm saying?
I said that woman was like 26, maybe 27. Don't be taking years off her.
Okay, so 26 is a problem, but it's not a problem. But a 50-year-old woman is a problem.
I'm just saying. She said she was 50 going on 51.
Same spread.
Wow. Anyway, about that. So... So we sat down and talked, and she told me that she was into trying to get established as an actress, and she could sing and all this other stuff. And, I mean, she's an attractive woman. If I was like a 50 something year old man, you know, that'd be my conversation, you know, right there, but it wasn't, you know, so yeah. So I don't even really remember much after that. I had one more date that I kind of remember. She said that she was into, I asked her what her hobbies were. She said she was into traveling and shopping, AKA spending your money. That's what she said she was into, spending money. That's what she said she was into. And I'm like, that's not a hobby. Like I didn't tell her that, because this wasn't a learning moment for her. This was a learning moment for me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just not going to even get into all of that with you. I'm trying to help you understand that spending money is not a hobby. You know.
Well, you shouldn't have been sharing your money with them folks.
I didn't share nothing with them folks. I didn't tell nobody about nothing monetarily like that. You know,
dude, you think women don't know the salaries on what these people's jobs is?
Help me understand that, though. Now, do y'all have like a Rolodex in your head?
Google salary.com and you know what the average salary is for X job, that job, that job. So when a guy says, when we say, what do you do for a living? We're asking you so we can get that average salary mark in our head and be
wow.
Like, oh, okay then.
Wow. Wow. So y'all out here Googling salaries now? Okay.
Salary.com.
Wow.
Whole website.
So, oh, wow. So, yeah, that's a revelation. That might be an outtake right there for the clip to promote the show. So at the end of the night, we're sitting over here. We got one more date that kind of happened, and I end up sitting there by myself. So I walk up to one of the women after the event, or at least not even after the event, when we were leaving the event, because we were at the bar. Yeah.
And I told her after you told me that she left you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was gonna fight her, but then I was like, you know, let me see what was really going on. You were gonna
do what now?
I said I was gonna fight her because you was like, she left you sitting there. So I was like, let's go over here and see what's going on with her. Why you gotta just leave Jameson? And then I found out, you know, she just felt the same way I felt. So
yeah, she was tired of the event too.
It's all good.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there, right? And I walk up to her, I just tell her point blank. I was like, you know, that's kind of cold. Like, you didn't even come over and sit down and talk with me. I had to sit over here by myself. You'd rather sit at the bar by yourself than come sit and talk to me for 5 minutes. I'm like, who, like, where they do that at? Like, I'm like, and don't get me wrong. I'm not one of these guys who gets all upset when a woman doesn't want him or doesn't express interest in him. I have, I have learned to accept that in life that I'm an acquired taste, right? But I like to think I can beat talking to nobody.
You need to put be putting them periods where you put them periods.
I don't need to be putting them periods where I put those periods. What do you mean?
You told my son I can beat, and then you just stop. Then I can beat some more. What?
No. You mustn't hear what I said. I said I think I can beat. Sitting there talking to no one. That's what I said. I'm better than sitting there talking to no one. My conversation for 5 minutes is better than sitting there talking to nobody for 5 minutes. I got to at least believe that, you know. So.
You're the current conversations guy, but she didn't know it until we got ready to leave.
That is true, because I did try to turn her into a subscriber of Culture and Conversations.
Yep, you tried to block the dope black chick for some reason, which is ridiculous.
I don't remember you plugging your podcast.
You tried to block me. You gonna say Culture and Conversations don't listen to the dope black chick. That's exactly what you said.
That is not what I said. That is categorically false. I did not say that. Nope. I did not say that.
So. Okay, so what did you say, sis? This is obviously a lie.
Only I remember saying is listen to Culture and Conversations, which is what I tell everybody. Yeah, more dead air. Okay, we are very much.
I can't do this with you, Jameson. I can't.
You can and you will, and we're gonna
just have two other nights happen. You know what I'm saying? You don't tend to see the fact that you abandoned me basically the entire night, and yeah.
wait, but this was the plan, people. This is the last part of the plan for the speed dating event. We talked about in advance that if nobody picked us, that we would leave out of the event together as if we had chosen each other. That's what we said we was gonna do. We was gonna save face. Mm-hmm. And we was going to leave together. And, that was the plan. And that's exactly what we did. We left together because ain't nobody in there chose us. And we didn't choose anybody in there. So that's what we did. We got up and left together. So.
Yes. After you ignored, the signal several times.
And. That's true. But I mean, we eventually got it together and we were like, nah, this is whack. Let's go.
You don't sound like yourself. Who you sound like?
I don't know. I sound like Stuffy Jameson and not just regular sultry radio voice Jameson.
Oh, sultry.
Yeah. Don't be hating on my voice. I get a lot of compliments from people talking about I have a radio voice. Don't hate on my voice.
So you're not the radio voice now. You got a sultry radio voice.
I sound very good on the radio. Yeah.
Okay. So you don't think that this voice sounds good on the way? This is not the voice.
I don't know. I mean, I don't listen to my.
I'm going to focus on the keyword that you used, which was sultry.
Sultry, yes. I use that word sultry, yes.
Okay.
I sound nasally now because I feel like I'm having to breathe through my mouth and talk at the same time.
Mm.
So yeah, it makes me sound nasally. So. And I'm trying real hard now to get all that into the mic. So none of this is helping us finish the episode, Isis.
Okay, so what are we moving on to now? Let's move on to.
We're moving on to stuff that you don't do. That's what we're moving on to. Things that Isis does not do.
Know what I don't do, because I'm trying to figure out what exactly did I take. I know I told you a lot of stuff because I was drinking, for one.
Okay.
Two, it's like when I'm talking and eating, I'm definitely going to say a lot. So
Let's make sure that we're clear. With the audience, because I don't want the audience thinking that that I got you drunk in any way or I put anything in your drink or any. Now we gotta get that clear.
No Quaaludes.
No any other kind of ludes either. No Quavos. No offsets. None of that. None of that stuff. Whatever the kids are doing out there, we ain't do none of that. We grown.
You know what? We should try it though.
No, we're not gonna try it. No, we're not doing that. edit point there. Let me see there.
You don't ever want to try it, like you don't.
Isis, we're not gonna talk. We're not gonna have a conversation about. We're not gonna have a conversation about my recreational drug use.
Me and Jameson, let's go get some whatever these things they have. You don't know the names of it.
No. This is not gonna happen on. I'm not. You talking about content over everything? No.
Great content. And then we could just sit up there and record.
No, we're not.
I guarantee you, we have a bunch of shows. No. Like all kinds of crazy stuff.
No. 23 minutes. Let me hit that 36 minute mark.
You know what? fine, Jameson.
No, I'm not. I really am. That's why I'm single, Isis. That's why I'm in on a Friday night recording a podcast, because I am no fun. So as we get back to the episode that we're trying to finish up here, this is only supposed to take 30 minutes, and we are already several minutes over that. So Isis, we left because Isis said that, now this is what Isis did. She looked at me, and she kind of hit me with the, are we going to go get something to eat or what? So I was like, yeah, I'm fine with that, because when they did eat at the restaurant, we was at the bar, whatever that spot was, the lounge or whatever. So I'm like, okay, let's go get something to eat. We're surrounded by all kind of food establishments in downtown Atlanta, right? So, yeah, so we walked past this place called, well, do I even want to mention their name? Because I don't know if I should mention their name, because you done told me I can't mention them on the podcast unless I sell them.
We went to a premium place.
we went to a place to be named later. How about that? If the price is right. So we walked past this place, and then we went to another place that was across the street from it, because, you know, this is the direction I got, right? I got told that we need to go to some place where we can be loud and talk trash about the evening, right?
Okay, yeah.
And to breathe. Now, that's what happened. So there's a place that we can't mention because they haven't paid for a sponsorship yet. And then there's this other place that we went to. Let's just say one, I'll tell you exactly what they serve. Well, one served chicken, like fried chicken. And the other, what's that now?
That's all they serve.
Yeah, that's all they serve was hot fried chicken, like some kind of spicy fried chicken. That's all they serve. So if you know Atlanta, you might know the spot, but I'm not going to give them any shine because they ain't cut a check either. And ISIS don't let me talk about places unless they cut a check.
Just saying. I mean, you can talk about them
because,
you know, they're my people.
No.
You got to support the people.
We're not going to do that now.
We didn't spend no money there. You know what I'm saying? So they didn't get nothing.
That's the
other place already got some money from us. So if they want us to talk about them, they need to give us some money. Black folks, we didn't even give them no money.
Wait. We got to get this clear. See, I don't know how I'm gonna deal with this on the show, but I may edit all this out too.
It's fast.
We go over to this place to go to the place with the fried hot chicken. The hot chicken, like, coated in some kind of seasoning. We go to this place. Me and Isis, and we go and sit down, and we look at the menu, and Isis says, and I kid you not, I don't eat meat off the bone. And so I'm sitting here like, okay, we can handle this. So we spent, I don't know, probably like 20 minutes sitting at the table, looking over the menu, trying to see if there was a meal that we could both come to agreement on that she could eat and that I could eat and that we would be happy. Me, I eat everything. So, I eat meat on the bone, meat off the bone, you know. And if the bone, it depending on the bone, I might even eat the bone. So,
you know what? That's a problem.
I'm just saying. So we're sitting there. We even interrogate the poor waitress and ask the waitress about the menu. And then she said something that really blew Isis up. She said that they don't have any their fried chicken doesn't have breading on it. It's just fried, like the skin dropped in the grease, fried. And Isis looks at me like, nah, who does that?
Blasphemy.
Like, who fries chicken and don't put no flour on it? So
that's blasphemy. Hey, who does that? Have you ever done it? I know that you are a chef. So have you ever fried a piece of chicken breast with no breading?
Okay, that's true. I've never done that personally. So
exactly. So that's when I knew, you know, although I just can't do it. Nope, can't do it.
So she's talking about supporting this establishment. And here we are.
And eat unbreaded fried chicken. Then they can definitely go to the unbreaded fried chicken place.
The unbreaded fried chicken spot that is not a sponsor of Culture and Conversations or the Dope Black Chick podcast. So we will not mention their name because Isis, she makes me charge people now to mention them on the podcast. So, yeah, at least when she's around. So,
oh, Lord.
So, yeah. So 20 minutes in and, you know, we discovered that Isis don't do none of this. So we're sitting there talking, and we decide to go back to the other place that we walked past to go to the fried chicken place, because we looked at their menu and we saw some sides and some other stuff that, you know, she thought she could deal with. Is that accurate or not?
This is accurate. You know, I felt like I could pull enough items together from that menu to fulfill my body. The other place, the unbreaded chicken spot, didn't have but 6 items on their menu anyway, and 4 of the items I didn't even really eat. So, therefore, you know, we just can't work with that. So,
wow. Yeah, so we looked at the menu for the other spot, this premium spot. Now, I'm gonna give you a sense of the price tag, right? The other spot we were at, the fried chicken spot, they're like $1, right? Like, you know, $1 bill on the, I don't even want to say $1 bill, but like $1 sign, right? If you're on Google and they show you the cost of the place, it's like $1, you know, $1 bill sign or whatever. Mm. The other place is like $3. So now the meal has gone from being essentially $1 to being 3 times as expensive, right? So for people who know how Google rates restaurants in terms of their cost, that gives you some idea of the type of place we went to.
Let's put this pin here and say that Jamie's son said, choose ISIS. Whatever you want.
Yes, this is what.
It doesn't matter if that's where you want to go. Choose it.
This is true, and this is where I made the mistake, because
I think I was cool with Chick-fil-A, and he said, "No, no, 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 no. Choose whatever you want." So I was like, "Well,
yeah, choose whatever you want."
$3 signs.
Because, no, that's cool. The $3 signs was fine. I'm just giving the listeners some perspective. Because I even said, I don't want to be the dude that you accuse one day on your podcast of taking you to a chicken spot, walking you past a really nice other spot. That's what I didn't want to be accused of. I got a reputation to uphold here, you know.
Oh, my God.
So I don't want nobody coming back talking about, well, girl, I don't know about all that chivalry he be talking about on his podcast. Because let me tell you, we went and ate fried chicken. Off paper plates, you know.
Yeah, got to make sure that you uphold what you speak about.
That's it. So we went to the other place, and this other place is, I guess it's, I can say that it's a steakhouse. Mm-hmm. But we went, you know, it's one I've never been to. So we went and sat down, and I'm fine because I eat steak, right? Isis says, I don't eat steak. I ain't had a steak in a long time. That's what you said.
Exactly. There you go. I did say I hadn't eaten any in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I don't eat steak regularly because it takes so long to break down in your system. So I, you know, try to stick to like once a year, maybe twice.
This is the second thing that we, this is the second thing she told me she don't do, right? and this is a recurring theme for the whole night. So we're sitting there, and you know, so I end up getting a steak because I'm like, I eat steak, you know, and Isis orders a hamburger. That's what she ordered.
Wait a minute. Why are you saying like that?
I just want the people to understand.
It's not.
I just want other people to understand what you chose. That's all I'm saying.
Like, she done went to a steakhouse to get a Wendy's hamburger. No. It was a premium burger.
That's what it was. Now, this was a hamburger. This was a burger, as they would say. So, and she got fries.
I did. They were all there.
So we walked past. We walked out of one restaurant. Where they serve hot fried chicken with no breading. And then we walked over to the steakhouse, and she got a hamburger and fries.
I did. And I got something else too. It was that, the risotto things.
Those were good.
Those were really good.
Now we're giving way too much there. The goat cheese risotto with the, with that red sauce they had. That was actually really good.
Yeah, it was.
I was like, I was kind of mad. I was like, we should have got more of this, you know. Yep. So, but anyway, so we're sitting there. We had a wonderful evening, somewhat debriefing about the horrible speed dating idea. But I will say that the company that we provided each other somewhat redeemed the evening. I will say that.
It did, you know, because, I mean, we ended up spending, what, how much time there?
Yeah, we closed the restaurant down.
We sure did. So yeah. It must have been worth something.
Yeah, it was good. It was good, you know. So I felt like we got a chance to chat and catch up and talk business and talk about life and all that other good stuff. So,
yep. And then we talked about Jameson, you know, throwing the Bible at me and stuff.
Wait. We are not. Nope, we're not going to see. There's another edit point. We are not bringing all that into this conversation, Isis. We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Bring up all what I don't do, but you don't want to talk about the fact that you threw the Bible at me.
Wait. Let's tell the people what really happened. We're sitting there just talking, and then all of a sudden, somebody wants to have a theology conversation about the Apostle Paul and his writings.
We got two theologians sitting at the table. What you think they're going to talk about? I don't even know how we got on that.
You did. You brought it up, Isis.
Did I really?
You did. I don't know, but you brought it up because I remember sitting there like. I just remember sitting there like, I did she just take it there?
I think it was you.
No, it couldn't have been me. I didn't bring that up. I wouldn't have brought that up.
I mean, why would I bring it up?
I don't know, because you got issues with Paul. That's what you said.
Okay, so somewhere somebody brought Paul up, and I think that someone was you.
Isis brought Paul up.
I didn't bring Paul up because I don't like Paul, so therefore I wouldn't have brought Paul up.
See, there we go. Anyway, somebody, I think I'm still sticking to my guns, but it's cool. He got brought up, and we moved on from. And we're not. And this is going into the episode. None of this is going to the episode. So you were trying to slip in these tidbits. So yeah, so we had a good evening. It was cool. Neither of us found love, and
nope. And I'm not doing it again.
I need to find a real event that's coordinated by some real people. They ain't a bunch of scammers in Atlanta. And we need to actually do like a real speed dating event to redeem this event. I've got one more in me that I'm willing to go through so that you can have a real chance at finding love.
I can't do it, Jamie-san. So what I am going to do.
Wait. Why are we still putting all this inflection on my name? My name is Jameson. I don't know Jamie-san.
Jamie-san. Yes, Grasshopper.
This is what I deal with, people, to bring you guys culture and conversations. So, and then I had to chase Isis down to record this episode.
No, you didn't. I just. Oh, God. No. Life. But let me tell you what I'm going to do, though.
Okay.
So, because the speed dating was such an epic fail.
It was horrible.
I went to blazion.com and I am going to sign up for an account to find an Asian man. Because there are plenty of them that aren't getting chosen either. So, therefore, I'm going to find me an Asian man and we're going to make Blazion babies. Well, no, let me take that back because I'm not having no babies.
Yeah, it's an hour worth of content that was only supposed to be 30 minutes. So I got to cut it.
It's not my fault, Jamie-san. It's like every time you get on the phone with me,
yeah, well, that's what
you talk this long.
I talk this long. That's who's doing this. That's who's creating the rabbits that we're chasing.
Look, Jamie-san, we have really good conversations, though. That's the crazy thing. It's a problem, and that might be why I was avoiding you all week, because I know if I get on the phone with you, it's not going to be short. It's never going to be short. So anytime.
We got to set limits.
I'm like, I don't really have free time, even though I may have free time to other people. But for you, I have to set aside at least 3 hours.
I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like you're a conversation side dude. That's what I feel like. That's what I am. I'm the conversation side dude.
Conversation side chicken. Shoot.
I'm like, That's what I am to you, Isis. I'm a stimulating intellectual conversation that covers a multitude of topics.
It does. I mean, we could really go on a rampage right now, but we're trying to keep it short.
Yes.
Show, but I mean, we could really talk all night. We did close down the restaurant. You know what I'm saying?
This is true. But I mean, it was good conversation though. Like, it was really good. Like, I feel like I know you a lot better now, and you feel
do
like
you?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I know you a lot better. I really do.
What do you know now, Jamie Son?
Well, I
feel like this is what I feel. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
I feel like since that night, Jameson, you found out that I was a straight fool, and you was like, I don't really know about ice.
Wait. We got to make sure we.
You can be too real with people sometimes, and they can't handle it. And I think that's what happened.
We gotta frame this because I don't want people accusing me of philandering with my podcast guests.
Oh God!
Yeah, I had to throw that word out there.
Just read the dictionary and try to throw words out. Now I do that, but you know, my homeboy be laughing at me. He's like, "Isis, really? Did you have to use that word? Really?"
That it felt natural.
That's very sexy, Jamie Sign. Very sexy when men throw out the words that are not commonly used.
I'm just saying, there we go.
Doing it on purpose. It's cool.
It's cool. I mean, I'm just letting you, I'm just trying to find the right word to describe what people would accuse me of doing with you. So, not that I worry about that. Cause did I get quote unquote, did I find out too much about you? And then like you were a fool and yada, yada, yada.
I have told you a lot. Like, even not even on that night, like the other night when we was in Dunwoody, I think it was, or Duluth, like I just told you way too much that night too.
Oh, you're talking about when we met up talking about your show.
Yeah. Oh, you had to clarify that.
We have to clarify. Yes, we have to clarify.
Let me make an announcement. Hey, ladies, he's still on the scene. He's not. Me and him ain't got nothing going on because he's trying to make it perfectly clear.
Oh my God!
I know. He's still available.
Look. I don't need you shouting from the mountaintop that I'm single, Isis. When I get off the phone with you and go into my cold bed, it's gonna shout it from the mountaintop for me. How about that? My goodness, man! He is really single.
Like, oh, when we were talking about business? Oh, okay.
I had to clarify because, no, people, look, what people are not going to accuse me of doing.
And
is,
who are these people that are accusing you?
People.
Therefore, those are your potentials.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is. This is potentials is accusing him, and he don't want his potentials to be accusing him. Just say it with your chest, bro. We have to really lotion up.
I mean, it looks like I've been, you know, like making pizzas from scratch. All right. What's that?
I stay lotioned up.
Okay. Well, there we go, people. If you ever wondered.
I mean, I didn't want to give you that visual, but I'm just saying.
I mean, you know.
Let your potentials know you weren't thinking like that.
I didn't say a word. I don't know how I'm going to edit this episode. But this thing is going to come to end, Isis, and then we'll finish. I'll let you get to sleep with your bonnet, and then I'm going to make me a chili hot dog.
Bonnet it off because we've been up talking so long.
Lord have mercy. No. You didn't. I mean, so you just because you tell a person something.
Answer the question.
Well, no, I'm not answering because I never really, I guess, thought about it like that. How'd you ask this question? I don't want to answer it in a way that you didn't ask
it. I want you to answer the question, sir.
Okay, repeat your question.
This long, Jamie Son, to answer a question.
Repeat your
that I was right.
Repeat your question.
I can't even remember it.
See. No. I mean, you shared with me, you know, a part of your story. You didn't share with me the whole thing. You gave me a good glimpse into who you are. But that didn't change our interaction. You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't change it. Like, I'm, you know, you're still a recurring guest on my show. I'm still somebody who hasn't been on your show. Yeah, that was shade. Let's see. Yeah, I didn't take it any kind of way. I mean, I just I was like, okay, this is her telling me some stuff about herself, just like I told you some stuff about me, you know. And I still didn't tell you every, well, I told you a lot of deep stuff too. I told you, I'm gonna say a lot of deep stuff. I told you some deep stuff about me though. So,
well, I just feel like you was like, she's a bit more than I'm trying to deal with. So,
I don't know who said this, and maybe it's just from a movie. So I'm trying to sound deep and introspective right at this moment, but you know, women have always had many facets to them, secrets to them, and you'll never get it all from a woman, you know. So the idea that
true.
You know, yeah, so
you know, a woman will tell you everything
in time, but it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen while we sit down and
have 8 hours straight. I could give you my whole life story in 8 hours.
No, 8 hours. I need 8 hours for this. That's like a made for TV miniseries.
I know, but I could definitely do it. I'm glad you said that. I might do a made for TV miniseries.
The Dope Black Chick.
Yes.
Yeah.
This weekend, I mean, well, our weekend, it was, I didn't like it. I won't do it again. I had a great time having dinner. We should have just did dinner.
Okay.
And yeah, that's pretty much what I got from it. Oh, and I'm dating Asian men now.
Okay. So if
Asian men are listening, feel free to DM your girl.
There we go.
At @Isis_Thomas, and I am open to Asian men.
Yeah, and with that, we're gonna bring this episode of Culture and Conversations to a close. Because what we're not gonna do is be accused. I'm not gonna be accused of all these different things ISIS is trying to work on right now. But we support your search for love.
Don't be mad at me in 2019 when me and my Asian man is together.
Look, you can have whatever that looks like. Good for you. I'm supportive of people doing what they want to do. So
yeah, no.
I'm just saying. I there's no shade.
That's all. We just trying to be happy.
There's no shade. There's no shade being thrown because every time I say something, it ends very poorly. So
what?
Yeah. Because you were talking about my clarifications, talking about, oh, I said, and why, and just so people understand this too, before, look, man, I'm
the most sultry voice, but, and all that stuff. Let me
straight here. Like, I'm gonna set the tone. I gotta tell people understand what's going on right now.
Oh,
I'm stuffed up. Yes. And I'm fighting through this because this conversation is coming to an end, and we've got the episode mostly. And and ISIS made me leave my camera on the whole time. So it's kind of like this voyeuristic thing going on right now where she can see me, but I can't see her. And the only thing I see is like her voice and her icon flashing on the screen. And that's it. So like, I don't know why she's just like sitting in her in her place staring at me through her phone, or not her phone, but her iPad right now. So yeah, that's what we got going on. And she's clowning me because I said I have a sultry radio voice. That's what I've been told. People say I have a good voice. That's what I've been told. So, and the people who listen to my podcast, they know I'm single. So Isis, do you have anything you want to share with the people about what they can, where they can find you and how they can get in touch with you and all that good
at
stuff?
At this point, I don't know if your audience even likes me, you know, because you always make me say the craziest stuff.
And wait.
I'm not a professional ever on this show.
I will share some very good feedback with you. One of my listeners, one of my day one listeners, she reached out to me and said she was very happy that she heard your episode about divorce on the show. She was really happy with some of the things that you said on the show that really helped her. She's like, she was like, I wish I had met her like when, like, I don't know, like 10 years ago. That's what she said.
Oh, hey girl, how you doing today?
Yep. So that's what she said.
We can be friends. I like having friends.
Yeah, well, I will introduce you guys at some point, I'm sure. I can make that happen. So I know people.
You know how you are with your potentials. I mean, it ain't gonna be nothing.
First off, she's not a potential. And second of all,
you ain't have to say it like that.
I'm just keeping it 100. Like, me and her, we really hate each other. So in a good way. Like, we're frenemies. So that should be enough of a hint for people to figure out who I'm talking about. So yeah, but yeah, I'm not. So let me set this straight. I'm not using my podcast to get women. This is something that I did have a conversation about with one of my groups of friends, because I'm like, hey, you know, this whole idea of the podcast, I meet a lot of interesting people, meet a lot of amazing guests. And, you know, is this a thing that should be kind of dabbled with, the possibility of dating people on the podcast? Like, hey, somebody I met through the podcast, maybe I should date them. You know, I got to know them. I had a conversation with them. They know me. They know my personality. They know some stuff about me. Maybe this is an avenue that can lead to love or whatever in my life. So after about 5 minutes of that conversation, we ruled out that we're not going to do that. So, yeah.
Well, if I interview somebody and they fine, oh yeah. Let me tell y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all that right now. So anybody wanna be on the podcast, you wanna back it up, trust. Holla at your girl, the dope black chick will put you on the show and then some.
That's what she says. I've been trying to get on the show for a minute now as a return, as a guest, and this is a return favor.
I can't keep stuff PG.
We have different audiences, and this audience gets the PG Jameson. The other audiences, depending on what we talk about, they get a very different Jameson. So it's a totally different. I customize the experience depending on where I'm at.
You can't be yourself. Why you can't?
Because this.
Why you got to be two people?
I'm
one person. I'm always nice.
But. No, and lotioned up, yes.
And lotioned up.
I am always myself, but I only show parts of myself depending on who I'm talking to. So,
well, that's horrible.
No, it's called balance. So, yeah, I want culture and conversations.
You're a chameleon.
I'm not a chameleon. You think I'm a chameleon?
Yes, that's what you just described to me.
No, I think I'm just showing you who I am. At least this audience, who I am. In a particular context, I can show you the complete range of who I am without me being X-rated on the podcast.
Exactly. So that means this is who you are, totally, not in a different arena.
Yeah, that's what. But you
just say everywhere.
But you said that I can't come on your show because sometimes you want to get X-rated, and I don't want to get X-rated.
No, I didn't say any of that.
Okay, my bad.
I said you like to keep things PG. I don't keep PG. I don't have a rating on my show. I just say whatever the hell comes to mind.
Nothing wrong with that. And I say whatever the hell comes to my mind, but I don't usually say it where it can't be listened to by people in public. So, yeah.
But you know, we did an experiment last night. I'm going to tag you in it so you can see it.
Oh, wow. The only explicit episode I have ever released on Culture and Conversation is with you. Yeah.
You know what? Goodbye, Jameson.
It is true.
You're not gonna make. See, this is why your audience don't like me. They probably say she's just the crudest female I've ever seen. Oh my gosh, she just said whatever.
My audience loves you. They love you. They really do. I just gave you a glowing like feedback from one of my listeners. So,
feel like I haven't done one episode where I was professional. Maybe the first one.
You did the first one.
In my professional voice, that's probably why I ain't got no DMs popping off.
And
let me give my professional voice is like, hi, how are you?
And the second episode you did too, when we talked about divorce, that was very good.
Well, I talked about what?
We talked about divorce. Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. It wasn't. Yeah, I didn't get too hard on that one, you know. We're talking about a serious issue.
But now the small talk episodes we did, that was hilarious.
Yeah, it was hilarious, but ain't nothing happened in my DMs. So
look, that might, you know.
I think it's all your fault.
Yeah, it's my fault. I'm messing up. Now I'm messing up your potentials.
I mean, I'm just saying you were supposed to, and you made a declaration on the show.
That's what I said.
You're trying to get her DMs popping off.
Popping.
And nothing happened.
I mean, hey,
that's because you got a whole bunch of potentials in your audience, and not enough potentials for me.
I don't know. Well, I can't say I don't know. If I have any potentials, but I'm not sitting there like, yeah, like I refuse to use my show to try to get women. That's just what I do.
Inboxing you and DMing you.
Nah, man, nobody be on me like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just telling the truth. I'm single, ladies. I'm very much single out there. Yeah.
You know, a man single is different than a woman single.
How so? Now this is a good.
Because y'all say y'all single, but y'all be single from just choice of, you know, yeah, I got, you know, three different women that I talk to and holler at, but I haven't made a decision which one I want to be with just yet. So y'all single off of that. But women are single because ain't nobody out here.
I mean, could not it be the same thing for me?
Jameson, you walked into the same speed dating event that I came into. And then what was the ratio?
Okay, now that was outrageous, but you know,
that was real life.
But just because the ratio was high, that doesn't mean the quality was there. That's just quantity, right?
You know, black women deal with low quality from time to time, and we can take low quality men and make them great.
Y'all should stop that. That's what y'all need to do. Y'all need to take great men and make them excellent.
Well, you find them little great men for me. You get sick and tired of them.
Okay. Culture and Conversations family. If you want to reach us at the show, you can do so. cultureandconversations@gmail.com. And we are on Instagram, Culture and Conversations, and Facebook, Culture and Conversations. So, yeah, that's how we're going to end the Friday night.
And that brings us to the end of another Small Talk episode, a bonus show on the Culture and Conversations podcast. If you want to interact with the show on Facebook, you can do so. Culture and Conversations is the Facebook page. But I would really love you guys if you join the Facebook group, Culture and Conversations Podcast. It's linked over to the page, so you will still be able to see everything on the page. But in the group, it's easier for me to share content with you and hold discussions and do different things that the platform supports a lot better when you are in a group. Also, if you want to interact with me on Instagram and talk back to the show, you can do so. Culture and Conversations is the Instagram handle. And if you want to send an email, cultureandconversations@gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening to Small Talk, and we will be back with a regular episode next week. Take care.